If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay. This is incredible. The FBI has decided, I mean, essentially this is what this means. They no longer answer to Congress when Congress is controlled by Republicans. They just don't answer. This is an agency that maintains that Christopher Wray should just stay the head of the FBI, and they're doing great. They're doing great. And Trump shouldn't replace them or cut anywhere, and they're fantastic. But the FBI answers to Congress, okay? That's how it works, or they're supposed to. But they don't anymore. That's what this assassination report says. And it's unbelievable. In this, so there's a task force in Congress, and they're looking at, hey, why was Trump almost killed twice? The task force wrote in this report that Congress, this is hysterical, needs to clarify its right to obtain information from the FBI.
What?
Yes. Yes. Congress needs to, quote, clarify its right to obtain information related to law enforcement investigations from the FBI. Because the FBI's position is, we ain't giving you anything.
Here's a memo. See U.S. Constitution.
This is incredible. Okay, listen to this, okay, from the Daily Caller Investigative Foundation. They're just writing about the report. You could also read it in the report, either way. Quote, this is from the report. The FBI provided no documents in response to the task force request and provided only a single status briefing to Congress on September 25th, 2024. No documents related to the assassination, period. Requests for documents relating to preparation for events of response to second assassination attempt. Okay. Are still outstanding also from Department of Homeland Security, Secret Service, FBI, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the task force says. In other words, they know nothing. Nothing at all. We're at the point now where if Congress wants to oversee these agencies, Lee, they have to rely on whistleblowers to find out.
Well, if we had an objective journalistic media, they would be saying, what are you covering up? Not why haven't you released information? It's like, what are you covering up? That is the only objective conclusion to be reached with actions like this.
Can you imagine if this was the Trump FBI?
Oh, yeah, I know. Well,
and it was a Democrat almost assassinated?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be a completely different situation.
Oh, there'd be outrage from the media. They'd be pounding the desk. Yeah. Where is the info? What is Trump hiding?
Threatenings to defund the FBI.
Oh, yeah, all of it. So here's the thing about this. One of the key details that we learned about the Butler rally from whistleblowers who went to Charles Grassley in the beginning, the senator, you know, is that this was a very unusual rally because the FBI doesn't usually participate in the planning of these rallies in terms of the security, but they did with this one. Weird, right?
Yeah, but especially considering how much went wrong.
Right.
well, how much didn't happen? Let's
exactly. I mean, very basic, simple things like, oops, do we not have a drone? Shucks. And then the police are like, hey, we'll give you one. We got one that works. Hey, yeah, it's a special drone that targets assassins and can even liquidate them. You want it? Nah. Nah, we don't. We wouldn't want to do that. And the FBI is involved in the planning. Oh, cool. All right. That's unusual. What'd they do? Huh? Won't say. So basically, we have a point now where Congress is asking the FBI, hey, give us all the documents. Give us everything you have on this. Explain to us what you why were you involved in the planning for the Butler rally? That's weird. Nope. Nah, we're not telling you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, by the way, we don't want you to touch a hair on our heads. We don't want to be defunded. We don't want our leadership to be replaced. Oh, and it is our position that Christopher Wray should serve out his entire 10-year term. What, during which you'll just stop reporting to the American people and do whatever you want? Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, I've been saying this. You're seeing with this with the CIA. You're seeing this with the FBI. These intelligence agencies are becoming like separate countries, like entities that float in the ether.
Yeah.
That do whatever they want. They have their own foreign policy. They have their own domestic policy. They're not tethered in any way to Congress except for funding. Cut them off.
Yep.
Cut them off. And this goes back to what I've been saying, Lee. Suppose we get Kash Patel through the Senate. Is he going to be able to take control of the FBI, or is he merely going to walk in there with a box, you know, maybe a picture of his wife and kids or something like that, put on a desk, and everybody will just go by his office and ignore him? Yeah. There's a very good chance that happens.
Yeah, unless you start with the upper and middle management levels and clean house, yeah. And, of course, there you've got the government unions that are going to keep that from happening or try to.
This is going to be a battle royale?
Yes.
And the only way forward, there is no other way forward, entire divisions of the FBI have to be erased at the congressional level through defunding. And Mike Johnson better get this straight, okay, as the speaker, his games he plays with Republicans. There is only two ways that can happen. Congress must erase the funding. Congress is going to have to do this. You can't say, well, let's send Kash Patel in there to fix it. No. Congress is going to have to erase the funding and wipe out entire divisions, or this country isn't going to make it. We're not going to make it. Or Mike Johnson has to stop passing Nancy Pelosi's budget.
Yeah.
Do you realize Nancy Pelosi hadn't been in power in 2 years?
Yeah, it's called continuing resolutions.
Yes.
They must be discontinued.
They must be discontinued. And all it is, okay, you can press, we're going to resend, right? We're going to resend Nancy Pelosi's budget. We're not going to do our own. But when you do that, you can't cut lines out of the budget. Mike Johnson just keeps repassing Nancy Pelosi's budget. It's like the Republicans never won. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Kevin McCarthy did it too. It's why they threw him out as speaker, and they should have.
Yeah.
They should have. So both of them did it, right? Congress, if they would pass their own budget, instead of Nancy Pelosi's, could go through line by line, and they could cut out entire divisions of the FBI as well. That is the only hope Kash Patel has for getting control, if he's assuming he makes it through the appointment process of this agency. If Mike Johnson buckles to the Democrats, and I think there's a 50-50 chance he will and screw Trump over because that's what he does, then we're not going to get control of this agency. Sending a guy in and going, wow, he hates the FBI, that'll work out. That's not going to work. And this is life and death for Trump, Lee.
Yeah.
Life and death. When the FBI says, we're not telling you why we participated in the planning here of this. We're not telling you what went on. We're not giving you a single document from either of these assassinations. And think what that includes, okay? You know what Congress wanted? It's weird they're hiding this. They wanted Thomas Crooks's info on his devices. Who was he talking to? Did he have a handler? Did he have an Iranian handler? It's a legit question since the DOJ has arrested not one but two people Iran sent, according to the Biden administration, to handle the assassination of Donald Trump. Was Crooks in contact with them? What about Ruth? Who was his handler? Don't know. What was on his device? Won't say. It's real weird because the Ukrainian government has an assassination program for people they don't like. They have formally requested and put bounties on the head for assassination of Elon Musk, Jack Posobiec, Tucker Carlson, which is why he can't go there for an interview with Zelensky. They'll kill him. And Donald Trump. Was he trying to catch a bounty from the Ukrainian government on Trump? We don't know. Where'd the gun come from? Where'd he get that? It's real weird, right? I mean, it's kind of hard to fly in as a convicted criminal from Hawaii, get a gun. How'd he get the gun? We don't know. We don't know any of it. That's really scary. That's really, really scary. Especially, Lee, again, when you have internal whistleblowers inside the Secret Service saying, hey, Trump's going to be almost assassinated every 45 days or so until we take care of this. Send an email to the whole Secret Service whistleblower. We got nothing. Congress can't get anything. What does this mean? Congress is now less powerful than the FBI. Go ahead and think about that during the break. Wrap your mind around that. And we're just getting started this morning.